From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh Wednesday for a summit meeting with King Salman and his fellow Gulf Arab leaders. Those leaders include Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Oman Thursday. During his two-day visit, the president hopes to focus those discussions on the fight against jihadist groups and efforts to end wars in Syria and Yemen. Tensions, meanwhile, between Riyadh and Washington have increased due to what Saudi Arabia sees as President Obama's disengagement from the region and tilt toward its Shiite rival, Iran. In U.S. presidential politics, billionaire businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emerged as the big winners in Tuesday's New York presidential primary. Hillary Clinton celebrated with her supporters.
You proved once again there's no place like home. You know, in this campaign, we've won in every region of the country. From the north to the south to the east to the west, but this one's personal.
Meanwhile, Trump widened his lead over rivals Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake has struck around 8 hours GMT near the coast of Ecuador. This new quake happens days after the South American country was devastated by a deadly 7.8 magnitude quake, according to experts Wednesday. The death toll from the quake then now stands at 480. This is VOA News. Searchers found a man's body Wednesday in a landslide-hit area in southern Japan that brings the death toll to 48 there from two powerful earthquakes last week. Three people still remain missing. Kumamoto Prefecture and another 11 people have died from illnesses believed to be related to the physical stress of evacuation. Meanwhile, more than 100,000 people are homeless or have fled their homes after aftershocks continue to shake the area. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake Thursday night, followed by a 7.3 quake early Saturday morning, has caused widespread damage in parts of Kumamoto City and surrounding communities on Kyushu. The death toll from a Taliban suicide attack in Kabul has more than doubled to 64, according to officials Wednesday. It's the deadliest militant assault in the Afghan capital in years. The assault Tuesday in a densely packed Kabul neighborhood marked the first major Taliban attack in Kabul since the insurgents announced the start of this year's fighting season last week. Rights activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns in northwestern Syria, killing at least 44 civilians. The strikes come amid fighting in the coastal province of Latakia and a struggle for control of Aleppo. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from a UN-facilitated proximity talks with the Syrian regime on political transition. The spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, Salem Meslet, said there remain three unsolved important issues.
The detainees, the besieged areas, and the ceasefire, you know. It does not respect any agreement. He does not respect any even, you know, his allies, you know, Russia. Russia is part of the agreement, the truce agreement, but Assad is not respecting that. Massacres every day. Tens of lives we lose every day.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby said everyone knew the talks would be difficult.
Nobody ever thought with this new round of talks that all the problems would get solved. The goal was to start, and the key word there is start, having a conversation about the political transition itself.
Meanwhile, Kirby says a nearly two-month-old cessation of hostilities is generally holding. A father chopped off the hands of a teenager who allegedly raped his baby daughter before dumping him alive near a canal in northern India, according to police Wednesday. Parminder Singh approached a 17-year-old accused Tuesday after he had appeared in a local court in Punjab state, charged with raping the then 7-month-old girl. Police said the father lured the teenager away from the court and cut off his hands. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.